Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Now, frankly, I think we just exited maybe the best time of year for food.
Yeah,
you know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
You had Thanksgiving, then you have the Christmas holidays, and even around Christmas, man, especially like Christmas dinner, fine.
Sure.
But even just the get-togethers, or maybe you go out for a meal with a friend or a family member.
Oh, yeah. Need a little bit more decadently.
Right. Like, I feel like December is really the month you're going to go out and eat a bunch of stuff. Really good food.
Agreed.
So today I have a list of the 100 worst foods, rated foods of the world. So basically there's a website, Taste Atlas. They ranked 100 grossest food in the world based on almost 400,000 online reviews from tourists.
Okay.
Miles, I was wrong. I misspoke earlier. There is definitely an American one on this list. But let's go through some of the American dishes that made the top 100. I don't think anybody would be shocked by this one. Tuna casserole came in at 73.
Agreed.
Yeah. There's no reason.
I made me cry. I come home from school and what's for dinner? Tuna casserole. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, right. With the egg noodles and the cream of mushroom.
You know.
Peas.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just we the idea of heating tuna in a can, you can really still taste the metal. So the metal flavor really comes through.
Chocolate covered bacon came in at 76.
Really?
Never tried it.
I have. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I get the point of it, but I don't. I'm fine to have them separate.
You ever had deep fried bacon?
No.
Yes. It's breaded.
Yeah. It was just. I was like, this seems like it seemed like too much.
Yeah. It's like
I
remember you fried chicken breading on top of bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bit much.
Chicken a la king came in at 82.
Is Which that the one can of cream king? Of soup too with chicken?
Something. Yeah. And then chicken Riggles.
I don't know if I know that.
It's a pasta dish in upstate New York.
Google this. Chicken Riggles. I'm assuming they spell it with an R.
Igglies.
Igglies.
Oh, Riggies. Riggies?
Yeah, Riggies.
You know, this looks like it's a spicy Italian-American pasta dish from Utica, New York, featuring rigatoni pasta, chicken and hot cherry peppers, and a creamy tomato sauce.
It doesn't sound bad in theory.
I guess it's just not good, but yeah, it sounds like it.
There's a couple things on this list that sound okay, but they didn't make it. Also, shout out over in Utah. They have Frog Eye Salad. It's a pasta salad made with custard, Cool Whip, and canned fruit.
God.
Come on, Utah. Don't be so Utah.
All right, so number 10 on the list, worst rated foods of the world's artichoke salad in Greece. They boil artichokes to make them tender. Then cut them up and add lemon, mustard, garlic, and dill.
Now look.
Doesn't sound bad.
They even say that here. Go, look, it doesn't sound that bad, but the rating was just 2.2 stars.
I don't like artichokes, but I know people do like artichokes. And to me, that sounds like if you like artichokes, that sounds like it'd be a decent dish.
I like artichokes in certain ways. I mean, honestly, the best way to have an artichoke is to...
Artichoke dip. It's the one way I can
steam
kind of
it. Yeah, and then you get like a bowl of butter, and it's almost like eating crab meat. You like pick it apart, and
yeah, I mean, people that like artichoke, I mean, they absolutely
love them.
Right,
I love them.
I just don't
artichoke dip, whole steam one.
There's just a certain limit for me on artichokes. Like sometimes you get an artichoke, like crab and artichoke dip, and it's like there's no crab.
That's my issue with that, yeah. Right?
And then but I mean, I do like them. And then sometimes, like I don't know, like I said, for some reason, I have a weird thing with artichokes. I have a limit.
Okay.
All right, number 9 on the list was sour curry made with fish entrails.
Oh!
If you don't know what entrails are, that's internal organs.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional dish in southern Thailand.
I will avoid that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here to look.
Yeah, I'm just window shopping.
My daughter did say when she lived there that there was some very interesting foods. She tried a lot of them and did like some, but there was a lot that she just could not stomach.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I struggle with internal organs.
I do too. Did she struggle with the food because she knew what it was, or she just didn't like the taste?
She would try, like, for an example, at the street fairs, she would eat all the bugs.
Yeah.
That they serve in, like, a popcorn
bag. And they don't taste like much.
They don't taste bad. She was like, you could stomach those. But it was just some of the dishes that were more like main course dishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That were harder to swallow.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The American one to make the top 10, and I don't really see what's so wrong with this, the ramen burger. The buns are fried ramen noodles, and it's a burger. A chef in Brooklyn came up with it.
It's not that it sounds bad. It sounds pointless, if you know what I mean. Like, oh. I don't think it'd be bad. I'd just be like, just give me a bun.
I remember one of them specifically, stinky tofu.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it stinky? What makes it stinky?
I don't know. It's just called stinky tofu.
But
apparently, it tastes like it smells.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, here's one. There's an English guy I follow. It says Bosch a lot. He eats these. But my buddy, Rob, who's moving back to England currently today, he told me he lived in London. He said he's never seen anybody eat them. But jellied eels.
I've heard of it, man. I've never, and I have no interest in trying.
It's an old school street food in England dating back to the 1700s. The flavor is described as unique and unpleasant.
You know, just pulled up a picture of jellied eels. If it tastes as bad as it looks, it is not good.
Well, I like eel. It's barbecued.
Sure.
A ton.
I like a lot of things that are barbecued, but man, right. I mean.
Not jellied.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chap o lele. It's a Chilean bread made with potatoes and flour.
How bad could that be?
Again, does it sound that bad?
Because I love a potato roll.
Sure.
Hawaiian rolls are made with potatoes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be just...
Or maybe they just make it sweet somehow. But either way, it's close. It's in the same family.
It's got to be something weird with it. Either texture or just the bland taste.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks very plain. Maybe that's
but like
its problem.
The potato roll still has like the normal
bread consistency, right.
Bread consistency and bread stuff. It's like I don't.
Maybe the fact of the matter is it's a roll, and typically rolls are good. And so when you have one that sucks, you're like, what the hell?
It might just be super thick. So the basic recipe: 2 pounds of red potatoes, 1/2 pound of flour, a little baking powder, some salt, butter. That's it.
We go back to Thailand. Deep-fried silkworms,
Seasoned
with salt and pepper.
Hmm, thank God they added that.
Yeah.
I mean, you fried them.
Right.
So that's got to be good.
Yeah, how bad can they be?
Thoreau, what were you saying earlier in the show? You never see a lot of...
Norwegian restaurants.
Correct. That whole area, right? Nordic countries. They're big on this list. They've got Sveed. Just 1/2 sheep's head, boiled and served with mashed potatoes. Traditional dish in Iceland.
Oh. You're right. The Nordic country not represented some lake. You go to an international food court.
That's what I've heard about people who go to Iceland. And, you know, it's beautiful there and all the scenery.
The women are beautiful.
Yeah, everything's very nice, except for when you need to eat.
Correct.
Yeah. Apparently, you lose weight just vacationing.
I say the pickings have to be slim in Iceland.
Yeah.
Now, this one's from Sweden. Again.
Here we go.
I don't understand how this one made the list. What's it? Karlsgrof? It's a calzone stuffed with French fries and full hamburgers, including the bun. Sounds like something America would come up with.
Yeah, it's not U.S.
But it's on a menu at a restaurant in Sweden.
Maybe they don't know how to do it right. Because I, even though I would give that a shot, I would try it.
But again, it depends. Like when I go to Mexico, I realized if you order a hamburger there, it is not the hamburger that you get here. It right. is beef. It is on a roll. But where we do ground beef, they take these big hunks of steak, essentially, just kind of glue them together. And it, but it tastes different. The consistency kind of sucks. So you have to be real specific.
Okay.
So,
and I don't know that I want a bun inside my calzone.
It does seem a bit much, a little thick and heavy there. Yeah. But that said, I don't know that it would taste bad. I mean, it's french fries and a burger. It's just inside of a calzone.
Now we go to Finland. Bloodplatt. Dumplings with reindeer blood.
Jeez, guys.
Sweden and Finland. They like this one.
Wasn't that what that boudin is? Just a blood-filled sausage?
No. Boudin is like rice, spices. There's some sausage.
Sure there's no blood in there?
There might be, but it's not the primary ingredient.
Okay.
Like when you look at boudin, it looks like, if you cut boudin open, it looks like a sushi roll, but where the fish would be, it's meat.
All right.
Right, and there's rice.
Just some of that boudin, man.
I love boudin. I told Mike, he's going down there in the next few months in Baton Rouge, so you got to get some boudin.
Oh, dude, get boudin. Seriously.
Then number one on the list, again, from Sweden and Finland, blood pancakes.
Oh.
Pancakes made with onions, spices, and reindeer blood. They're popular in Sweden and Finland.
And the average
tourist rate of 1.6 out of 5.
Don't they have any fish? You know what I mean? Like, they got a...
How about the meat?
I mean, crabs.
I do
cold
like,
water. You could get, like, a big halibut.
I know.
What are they doing?
Well, you want to eat other stuff. And I like blood pudding. I just don't know if I need blood in my pancakes.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.